Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, as I mentioned earlier on the show, I've been friends with Billy Bush for I don't know how many years. We've known each other a long time. So he walks to the door and he goes, "Where's Brad?"
Yeah, I know.
Why would I come in without
Where's
Brad?
Brad? Yeah. Well, where's Brad Blanks? I don't know where Brad Blanks is. He's got to take his kids to school, Billy.
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe he has kids. And then, like the city of New York is allowing that? And then he's dropping him out. It's very cute, though.
You knew him back in the day.
Yeah.
He's like the big kid in the... I want to see him at the desk, you know, with the little... He should be in that
big kid.
Kindergarten class.
Yeah. You knew him when he lived in the... Pennsylvania hotel, and he was out every night running wild like a runaway child.
He still is kind of a runaway child.
And I was like, Brad, I have a wife and kids and things at home. I can't do this with you. But okay, one more time. That's it.
Right. Yeah. Just tonight.
Billy Bush with us today. He's got a new job. He's going to be he got all kinds of jobs, but I'm saying he's going to be the host and the director of Extra Extra, which premieres Monday, September the 9th, 7 p.m. on Fox 5. You had a rocket ride to the top. Let me go back a little bit here. Billy came to me one time. He said, "You know, I like to be on the radio. I think I'm pretty good."
He was on the radio.
Nice boy. He wasn't on yet when I met him.
Oh, really?
No, I wanted to be getting coffee for Scott Shannon. I actually said, "I'll get you coffee. I'll do whatever. And you just let me be around."
And I said, "Well, you need to start out a little bit and get going." So he said, "Well,
you said beat it."
No, I didn't.
You said beat it on down the line, kid.
You worked in New Hampshire in the radio, right? Or someplace like that?
He actually offered me an internship job, but then someone offered to put me on the air, and I said, I better just go into the game.
I better go do that.
That was a good idea.
That's how he started. He started out in radio, and he did a great job. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he's on television on Access Hollywood, and that the ratings just went through the roof. And you actually, in the process, moved out to Los Angeles, and you hung out, and I was so impressed with the fact that you managed to keep your life together when you were on what I call the rocket ride.
Well, for to entertainment in
this
Hollywood.
Is all leading to the end of the story.
the rocket
that exploded in a spontaneous combustion.
Yeah, but I was just saying, it's very difficult, as you know, with all the distractions of Hollywood, when everyone wants to know you, everybody wants to be interviewed by you, and you're trying to maintain your life, and you were a father, and you were a husband, and everybody wanted to keep you out at night, and you had to help with homework and do all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, and hop up early.
Yeah.
And I complimented you that the fact that you stayed relatively with your feet on the ground.
Yep.
And then along came Donald Trump.
Oh man, he was tremendous business in 2005. I mean, you know,
which is when that tape.
That's when the tape was. I was the correspondent for the East Coast on Access Hollywood. He was the biggest star on the network, making $100 million a year or something in profit. So I was with him. I would say, if it was two times a week, I wasn't doing my job well, and they were like, "Go get him again."
I remember
he delivers headlines.
He used to invite you into his office.
Oh, I've
you were up there all the time.
Part of me, when that tape came out, I was like, "Oh, phew, is that it?" I mean, the things that he doesn't talk with you, talks at you. I mean, and it's usually back then, you know, you're just howling. I mean,
just sitting there listening.
He's like a caricature of a man, right?
Right, it's
like
right.
And so he just launches these bombs at you.
So who knew that 10, 12 years later, the bus tape would create the havoc?
Would come back around. It's funny. I never, ever watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew of it when it happened. I reported it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe what he was saying." But never saw it until 3 days before I was fired.
It was supposedly put away and nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys know if
it had leaked out then.
Right.
And a tape leaked out about the network's number one star.
Mm-hmm.
you would have been in terrible trouble for that.
Did you guys
both
know?
This is our biggest cash cow. Huh?
You knew you were being taped at the time inside
no.
the bus?
No. No. The camera wasn't on the bus. Camera was 300 yards away, but the microphones were on. Nice. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, but he's, that's his line of, you know, mm-hmm. his banter was either golf or ladies. Yeah.
When it first came out, did you think it was going to cost him more or cost you more?
Oh, I was told not going to cost, you know, this isn't about you.
It's about
this
him.
This is him. Don't worry about you. You're fine.
And then?
Mm-hmm. And then the next day, you're fine. You're fine. And then Sunday, the debate day, I actually went out to my car. There was a car and driver ready to take me back to New York. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, how are you with the bags? And he's like, sorry, sir, the car's been canceled. I said,
been
canceled. It must be a mistake. No, it probably isn't. Called my lawyer and he said,
cancel.
They're moving. Cancel. You've been canceled.
Yeah.
And so I went back inside and went, oh, boy. And it just, boom.
Kaboom. Yeah. Did you think it would cost Trump?
I did.
The election?
Yeah. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
But nothing does?
Mm-mm.
No?
Teflon.
Yeah. See, some people have the ability to just, nope, I don't acknowledge that. He said one unbelievable line that negated everything. In that debate that night, mm-hmm. and of course the tape was leaked in time for that to be the first question.
Right.
Right? And he asked, you know, Anderson Cooper asked that question first. The timing is, of course.
Right.
But I thought for sure he's done. Then he says, yeah, Bill Clinton said worse to me on a golf course. Moving on. And that negated Hillary's ability to respond. Here she has this golden goose to crush him with. And he does that and ties the arms behind the back for her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's her husband.
It was really actually like very cagey. But I went, oh, man, did he just survive that too?
Yeah.
And here I am in the rubble.
Now, you're a pretty positive guy. You've always been very up and positive since I've known you. And you had to have gone through a period of a depression of some sort.
El Darko. Yeah, just super dark.
You didn't.
Yeah.
I left you a couple messages and obviously, and I figured out that.
The cell phone was changed.
No. He still has the same number, but I'm just saying in situations like that, you don't want to talk to anybody.
No.
There's nothing you can say. What are you going to say?
Oh. Yeah.
And you went through, how'd you get out of it?
6 months January. So whatever. January is the first time I did something where I said, okay, I have got to get up off this couch and do something. So I went to this this retreat in Northern California called the Hoffman Process, and that is it's like jumper cables, you know, to your life, just to get going. It's a 9-day retreat, no phones in the woods. You know, you're with other people. Lots of people have done this. I know about that. We obviously can't share the names, but it's very helpful just to get going. And then that led to Tony Robbins, which led to my meeting this pastor of mine who I love, and it led to lots and lots of reading and then a little bit of exercising and let's just one step after the other, get going. But I want to say I am not a victim. Everybody in life has something. Patty, you had something years ago that was breast cancer and it was awful, right? So that's your thing. Your world came crashing down.
I told him this morning when I saw him, I said, you know, I never ever forgot that here's this big TV star and who am I, and you texted me and you gave me such encouragement and love and hope, and it just meant the world to me. It told me a lot about.
Well, you mean
you
the
are.
World to a lot of people, and you affect a lot of people. And I always tell people, whatever their thing is, reach out. Because some people are like, I don't know what to say. Oh my gosh!
So I won't reach out.
I don't care what you say, as long as you care.
Yeah.
And that and
it's just support.
And you went through, obviously the worst time of your life, and at least it wasn't a health issue, and you were able to get back on your feet, and you said, hey, I'm going to sit out for a while, and then I'll get back, and you have.
Yeah, it was a little longer than I thought.
But you're here now.
And what about how many people that you thought you were close with did you mark off your list?
Oh, the professional friends, you find out who they are quickly. But the real friends, you know, are phenomenal, right? Always. They don't like you for any other reason than you're you.
Yeah.
You can put them on TV.
Yeah, but there's the executive, you know, there's the professional people, you know, like, hey, I had your back the whole time.
Now that you're back, I had your back.
Now that I'm back, the phone is there, a few of them are, it's ringing a little bit like, hey, it's going to be great, baby. I knew you'd make it. All right.
So I'm excited for Extra because I think I've always loved the way you do that kind of news and missed you in that genre. And I think this looks really cool.
Oh, Patty, it's the format is totally different. We've come up with something very, very good. And I'm excited. I've had the chance to do something before, but this was the right one, mm-hmm. and I think you'll really like what we did with it. And I've got a guest on for the first show that's to address like sort of where we've been over the last 3 years.
Kevin Hart. You got Kevin Hart, don't you?
A more appropriate. I've got a really good one.
Oh, you're not going to tell us who?
No, it's Monday night. Come on.
We're talking to Billy Bush.
Who's about 7 o'clock.
I will tell you something. I say this very sincerely. The show after you left was a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I
don't know what happened. It just
tell us how you really feel.
And they've tried.
No,
so
I
many,
agree.
Well,
I totally
Access
agree.
Access Hollywood, which is where he was, mm-hmm. they've had I don't know how many different combinations of hosts and guests and producers and directors, and it's still a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
All along, they could have brought me back.
You were available.
I'm sitting in a apartment building in Santa Monica. I'm here. I've got a scotch, and it's 6 a.m. Call me,
Billy Bush. Extra, extra from the new broadcast center and newsroom in Burbank, California. Brand new studio, brand new show. Monday night, correct?
Yes, sir.
We're mad you're not going to be in New York, but that's okay because your kids are there, so that's the place.
I'll be
to
in
be.
New York at 7 o'clock on Fox 5.
Fox right. 5. Thank you, Billy, for coming by, man.
I love you. Thank you. I love Face you all. Patty,
you're the best.
Thank you, guys.
I'll tell you what, I had your back all along, man.
Yeah.
You did. Right there with you.
You I'm did, right. buddy.
I will. Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.